What you heard was an IRIB English radio program. Please log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.
Supplication on Wednesdays. In the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Praise belongs to Allah, who appointed the night to be a garment, and sleep for a rest, and day He appointed for a rising. To Thee belongs praise, for Thou roused me from my sleep. And hadst Thou willed, Thou wouldst have made it everlasting, an everlasting praise that will never be cut off, and whose number the creatures will never count. O Allah, to Thee belongs praise, for Thou created, then proportioned, and ordained and decreed, and gave death and bestowed life, and made sick and healed, and made well and afflicted, and sat upon the throne and encompassed the kingdom. I supplicate thee with the supplication of one whose mediation is weak, whose stratagems have been cut off, whose term has drawn near, whose expectation from this world has shrunk, whose neediness for thy mercy has intensified, whose remorse for his neglect has become great, whose slips and stumbles have become many, and whose repentance is devoted sincerely to thy face. So bless Muhammad, the seal of the prophets, and his household, the good, the pure, and provide me with the intercessions of Muhammad, Allah bless him and his household, and deprive me not of his companionship. Surely thou art the most merciful of the merciful. O Allah, decree for me on Wednesday four things. Induce me to be strong in obedience to Thee, to be joyful in worshipping Thee, to be desirous of Thy reward, and to abstain from that which would make incumbent upon me Thy painful punishment. Thou art gentle to whom Thou wilt.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of the Almighty Allah, dear brothers, dear sisters, Salamun Alaikum. So welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. And for today, we're going to speak about paradise in the view of Islam. So I invite you to be with us. Today, Tuesday, is the 13th of Rabiul Thani, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 17th of Aban, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 8th of November, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Be with us with some verses from the Holy Quran, verses 10 to 14 from chapter
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم والسابقون السابقون
And the forerunners, the forerunners.
أولئك المقربون
Those are the ones brought near to Allah.
في جنات النعيم
In the gardens of pleasure
ثلة من الأولين
A large company of the former peoples
وقليل من الآخرين
And a few of the later peoples
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Taking the lead in matters of faith and doing righteous good deeds is meritorious. Those who take the lead In doing righteous good deeds in this world shall be foremost in receiving divine rewards. It is also worthy of note that Ibn Abbas narrates from Messenger of Allah that he asked the noble Prophet of Islam concerning the exegesis of the blessed verse in question and he replied, The angel Gabriel said unto me that they are Ali and his followers who shall be foremost in being admitted to paradise. And they shall be nearest to divine threshold, owning to the respect accorded them by Allah Almighty.
Life is not the same when I'm too concerned by what they say. Why should I wanna have you to doubt you would be the worst mistake? Deep inside I know that amidst all the darkness and everything which makes no sense I know that you exist
You are the light
It guides me through my darkest nights It shows me right from wrong in a world that often lies Cause
I don't need
anyone or anything in life but you
Paradise in the view of Islam is the topic of this episode of today's special. Paradise means a better world, a paradise with a pleasing atmosphere and full of varying bounties in which the righteous would live after death. The Holy Quran has mentioned it as garden, which denotes a place full of greenery and trees. In Quran, there are numerous verses which promise paradise to the believers and enumerate its different beauties and bounties. The verses describe paradise as a place of extremely high standards and pleasing atmosphere in which different types of bounties are ready. They include verdant trees below which streams of sweet water flow, different delicious and fragrant fruits which would be obtained without any efforts.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, dear listeners of IRB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum and welcome. This is your host Ali, and we are with you with another topic. Today, inshallah, we are going to talk about heaven and the abiders of heaven, Al-Jannah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to Darus Salam, home of peace. It is a name, it's a name and feature of heaven. According to some exegetes of the Holy Quran, since Salam or peace is a divine name, Darus Salam means the home of God, which shows the value of the heaven. The next term that refers to the heaven is Darul Akhirah, home of the hereafter. It occurs 9 times in the Holy Quran. Or Darul Khuld, home of eternity, home of eternity, that is like what we see in Surah or chapter 41, verse 28. Or Darul Muqamah, O home of everlasting dwelling. Again, Darul Qarar, Darul Muttaqin, Maqamun Amin, Maq'ad Sidq, seat of truth. O Aliyin, Aliyun, high place. O Husna, these are the names that we usually see in the Holy Quran that refer to the heaven in general. Now we want to focus about the features and characteristics of the heaven. Some features of the heaven are mentioned in the Holy Quran and Hadith from the Infallibles. According to Al-Quran, the heaven is a place where prosperous people reside in the afterlife. Gardens with many green and dense trees, with rivers streaming beneath them, springs, various fruits, and a moderate temperature. These are the features that we usually read in the Holy Quran. According to chapter 3, verse 133, and chapter 57, verse 21, the heaven is as wide as the skies and the earth. Exegetes of the Quran, such as At-Tabarsi and Fakhr al-Razi, and also Allama Tabatabai, rahmatullahi alayhi, have appealed to these verses to show that it is beyond the human mind to conceive the vastness of the heavens.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio.
May this moment last forever in your hearts, a day you'll always remember every part.
Today's special.
This feeling of love, just let it grow forever through your life. Bring beautiful years of joy between you till the end of time.
Now the pleasures of paradise. One of the pleasures of paradise is social relationship. Yes, as for the remorse felt due to a rift in personal relationships, people will never hear any evil or hurting comments or a speech in paradise. They will only hear good words and words of peace. God says in the Holy Quran, chapter 56, verses 25 and 26, they will not hear therein ill speech or commission of sin, but only the saying of peace, peace, assalam, assalam. There will be no enmity between people nor ill feelings. As Prophet said, there will be no hatred or resentment among them. Their hearts will be as one, and they will glorify Allah morning and evening. People will have the best of companions in the hereafter, who were also the best people in the world. The hearts of the people of paradise will be pure, their speech will be good, their deeds righteous. There will be no hurtful, upsetting, offensive, or provocative talk there, for paradise is free of all worthless words and deeds. So welcome to this part that we suggest a way to achieve paradise. Call upon your Lord while you still can. Call upon Allah now you still can. Call upon Him for every matter, every situation, or even every hardship you are in, and ask Him to protect you from the fire. And those in the fire will say to the keepers and angels of hell, call upon your Lord to lighten for us the torment for a day. They will say, did there not come to you your messengers with clear evidence and signs? They will say, yes. They will reply, then call as you like. Holy Quran, chapter 40, verses 49 to 50.
There are certain things in life, not just in Jannah, this is the next life. There are certain things in life where you cannot describe them. If you bring me a blind individual and he was born blind, can I explain to that person through my words what the colors are? What's the difference between blue and red and green and black and white? No, because through words you cannot explain them. That person has to physically see the colors. Only then he will understand. Can you explain to a fetus in its mother's womb what this dunya is like? You can't. He has to come, experience it, and feel it. So if in the dunya there are things that we cannot understand through words, you want to understand al-jannah, which is a different life, which is the hereafter. You want to understand it through words? Our words will never do justice to Al-Jannah. Even our imagination cannot comprehend what Al-Jannah is. Allah Azza wa Jal says in the Holy Quran about Al-Jannah, He says, فَلَا تَعْلَمُ نَفْسٌ مَا أُخْفِيَ لَهُمْ مِنْ قُرَّةِ أَعْيُنٍ جَزَاءً بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ Allah says, no soul knows, no individual, no human being knows what has been hidden for them from the pleasures of Al-Jannah. Why does Allah say, مَا أُخْفِيَ لَهُمْ What has been hidden for them? Allah mentions the ni'am of the Jannah in the Quran. So why does He say what has been hidden? Do you know why Allah says that? The mufassireen of the Quran, the commentators, they say the reason why Allah used the word, مَا أُخْفِيَ لَهُمْ is because the Jannah and its ni'am are beyond our imagination, so thus it's as if our minds are concealed from understanding what is Al-Jannah. It's like I tell you, you see that room? There's something beautiful in that room. What is it? I can't tell you. It's hidden from you. Why can't I tell you? Because I don't have a way to explain to you what Jannah is.
I was so far from you, yet to me you were always so close. I wandered lost in the dark. Close my eyes to all the signs you put in my way. I walked every day further.
Dear friends, dear believers, we hope you've made the most use of today's program. Please send your comments and suggestions at parstoday.com/en. Please do keep us in your prayer. Fi amanillah.
Food for thought.
Salam everyone, and today as Food for Thought, we present you a mind-stimulating passage from the Ziyarat, or standard form of salutation, for Hazrat Masume, peace upon her, the sister of the Prophet's 8th infallible heir, Imam Reza, peace upon him. Peace upon you, and may God ensure cognition between us and you in paradise. Raise us on the day of resurrection in your company. Bring us to your prophet's fountain of Kothar and quench our thirst through the goblet of your ancestor by the hand of Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace upon him.
Fruitful Moments with IRIB English Radio. Log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, Hadith of the Day, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful hadith. And this hadith is narrated and transmitted from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam regarding lawful earnings and its effect on the answering of supplication. As you know, supplication or dua is very important in Islam and in religion in general. And, you know, it has certain conditions if it is to be answered. You know, when we make a request from God, it's not always answered because a lot of the conditions that have been mentioned for it have not been fulfilled by the person making the request. So those conditions have been mentioned in a lot of the hadith. One of those conditions is a condition that the person making the request should have earned his earnings, his wages, his money, his means of sustenance in a lawful way, in ways that has been prescribed by Allah Ta'ala. In this hadith, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, if any of you wants his supplication to be answered, then he should make a lawful earning and repay people their rights. Right? So, for example, if he has a job, he's going to the job and earning, that job shouldn't be, you know, prohibited in religion. Right? For example, you know, let's say that a person, there are, you know, these things have been mentioned in the respected books of jurisprudence. We don't want to go into detail regarding that. But by way of example, like let's say this is a person and, you know, he earns his living, God forbid, from, you know, the making of intoxicants, right? Such a trade is prohibited. The earnings that he acquires through it are illegitimate, you know. So if such a person, his prayers won't be answered. And repay the people for their rights. If he has a debt or he owes somebody some money, something, he should pay it back. For verily the supplication of a servant who has unlawful food in his stomach or has wronged anyone from Allah's creation will not be raised to Allah. Right? If somebody, you know, is in such a state and he prays to God, such prayers will not, you know, elevate. Such prayers will not elevate towards God. God will not listen to the prayers and he will not fulfill the request of the person. So this is one of the conditions for the prayer, the prayer's acceptance, and it should be fulfilled if we want our prayers to be answered. In a similar fashion, the Holy Prophet Muhammad said, "Verily, a servant raises his hands to Allah in supplication, while his food is unlawful. So how can his supplications be answered while he is in this state?" Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at lawful earnings as a condition for the answering of supplication in the words of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
قد دعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان. ودعوتك ربي بقرآني.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجه.
السلام عليكم respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners, and welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. Here we have again, alhamdulillah, some of the students of Sevier International School with us in this session. And before we start the class, let me say hello to each of them. Salam, Hussein Ruhullah, and how are you?
Salam alaikum, sir.
Salam, salam.
I'm fine, how are you?
Oh, thank you. Alhamdulillah, I'm good. Welcome. And Hassan Nasrullah, how are you doing?
Salam alaikum, sir.
Salaam alaikum.
I'm fine, sir.
Okay.
How are you?
That's great. Thank you so much. Welcome. So, respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners, we really recommend you stay with us till the end of the session. Inshallah, you will benefit and we all will benefit from the verses of the Quran Kareem. So, before we start, I have to tell you that in this session, inshallah, we'll be working on Ayah 54 of Surah Al-Baqarah. And once, let's everyone listen to the recitation of this ayah. That's great. Hassan Nasrullah and Hussein, I will be inshallah reciting this surah. Make sure you listen and repeat. And brothers and sisters who are listening to us right now, they are also going to inshallah get their Quran and go to Surah Al-Baqarah, Ayah 54, and they will as well inshallah practice with us. Ready?
Yes.
Okay. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
وَإِذْ قَالَ مُوسَى لِقَوْمِهِ يَا قَوْمِ إِنَّكُمْ ظَلَمْتُمْ أَنفُسَكُمْ بِاتِّخَاذِكُمُ الْعِجْلَ
وَإِذْ قَالَ مُوسَى لِقَوْمِهِ يَا قَوْمِ إِنَّكُمْ ظَلَمْتُمْ أَنفُسَكُمْ بِاتِّخَاذِكُمُ الْعِجْلَ
ما شاء الله. يا قوم إنكم ظلمتم أنفسكم باتخاذكم العجل فتوبوا إلى بارئكم يا قوم إنكم ظلمتم أنفسكم باتخاذكم العجل فتوبوا إلى بارئكم فاقتلوا أنفسكم ذلكم خير لكم
فَتُوبُوا إِلَى بَارِئِكُمْ فَاقْتُلُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ ذَلِكُمْ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ
ذَلِكُمْ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ عِندَ بَارِئِكُمْ فَتَابَ عَلَيْكُمْ أحسن go on.
ذلكم خير لكم عند بارئكم فتاب عليكم
أحسنتم ما شاء الله إنه هو التواب الرحيم
إنه هو التواب الرحيم
أحسنتم ما شاء الله. So that was the recitation, alhamdulillah, we practiced together. Now we will shortly explain some points about this ayah, and then inshallah we'll be going to the tajweed rules and apply them in this ayah. So, the very important point I have to mention in this ayah, Prophet Musa alayhi salam calls upon his nation, his people. And because when Prophet Musa alayhi salam went to the Tur mountain and for worshipping Allah Almighty, yeah, there was an appointment worshipping. Then some of the people of Prophet Musa alayhi salam went with him, okay, and some of the other people, okay, they stayed there with Prophet Aaron alayhi salam, right? So the people, they started worshipping a calf, right? A calf.
Yes.
Ajil. And then when the Prophet Musa alayhi salam came back from worshipping after 40 days, he saw that, oh God, like the people were disbelievers to Allah Almighty. So because they did something very great sin, okay, something which was counted as a great sin. All right? So Prophet Musa alayhi salam told them that, Ya qawmi innakum zalamtum anfusakum. You have done a wrong thing to yourself. Zalamtum anfusakum. Bittikhadikum al-ijl, with taking up the calf, okay, for worshipping. Now, so if someone commits sin, what should he do? He should quickly, as soon as possible,
do tawbah.
Should perform tawbah.
Yes.
Okay, which is called, which is a very important thing, okay, to get back to Allah Almighty, to repent. Repentance is an important thing. فَتَابَ عَلَيْكُمْ Inshallah, Allah Almighty will accept your repentance. إِنَّهُ هُوَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ For sure, He is the most forgiving, okay? He is the all-clement and the all-merciful. So, the message is that we really have to be careful. Inshallah, whenever we, God forbid, first and foremost, we don't have to commit sins. But since it happens sometimes, yeah, like we forget things, so we have to get back to Allah Almighty. Okay? And do good things. Innal hasanat yudhibna sayyat. Good things, okay, will remove, will wash out the bad things, the evils. Good things, okay, will wash out the bad things. So that was the message. We really recommend you for more information, for more explanation, for more and precise ones, okay, refer to the tafasir book, inshallah, interpretations. قلب بالحق تعلق وبغارح راء تألق يبكي يسأل خالقه فأتاه الوحي فأشرق اقرأ اقرأ
Let's recite the Quran.
اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق.
Now, the tajweed rules are also important in this ayah. It's a long ayah, so we'll go inshallah. وَإِذْ قَالَ This is easy. إِذْ قَالَ Pronunciation of the letter ذَال and قَاف قَالَ It's a heavy letter. Hassan, right?
Yes.
وَإِذْ قَالَ مُوسَى لِقَوْمِهِ That Musa, there is a ya. You might think like we have to read it as Musi, right? Hassan?
Yes.
But what is that aleph on the top? It's called?
Dagger aleph.
That dagger aleph with a yaa shape, a dagger aleph on the top of a yaa shape, it's called aleph maqsura. And you have to pronounce it as an sound, right?
Yes.
If the previous letter is a heavy letter, you should read it with an aw sound. If the previous letter is a light letter, produce an sound, light sound. Musa, right? لِقَوْمِهِ There is a baby ya. We had a baby aleph, and now we have a baby ya after the letter ha. What does that say, Hassan? It says you have to prolong the sound, right?
Yes.
Yeah. لِقَوْمِهِ Alright. That's ya mad. Ya qawmi. Again, on the top of ya, you have a baby aleph or a dagger aleph. This baby aleph is my word, okay? I use this a lot to make it more clear. Ya qawmi, innakum, noon mushaddad, make sure you do idgham here, innakum zalamtum anfusakum. So Hussein, you say, noon sakin plus fa is from the rest of the letters. What rule is applied here?
Akhfa.
Change, merge, hide.
Hide,
yes. You have to hide the noon sound, anfusakum. Read it.
أنفسكم.
أحسنتم. أنفسكم. Then we have ميم. After ميم we have با. For ميم ساكن we had a rule. And if you remember that.
Again.
Again?
ذلكم. We should.
أنفسكم. Yeah. أنفسكم. باتخاذكم. This أنفسكم. ميم ساكن plus با. Here you have to apply the rule. إخفاء. With ميم ساكين plus با yes. we do إخفاء. But yes. with نون ساكين plus با we do
نون ساكين plus با قلب.
إقلاب. Yes. قلب or إقلاب. نون ساكين plus با we apply the rule إقلاب. It means we change the نون sound to a half ميم sound. Yes. But when ميم is ساكين then the next word, the coming word starts with the letter با. We hide the ميم sound a little bit, okay? Look, أنفسكم باتخاذكم العجل, right? باتخاذكم العجل, باتخاذكم العجل, sorry, I pronounced it wrongly, باتخاذكم العجل, okay? باتخاذكم العجل, heavy. عجل, جيم ساكن, حسين, what rule is applied when جيم is ساكن?
عجل جيم.
Yeah, جيم is ساكن, and it's from قطب جد letters.
It's
the rule.
قلقلة.
قلقلة or bouncing sound. Yes, حسن.
Yes.
عجل. Could you read it?
عجل.
Yes, عجل. Make sure you bounce it. فتوبو. The mad is not واجب. It's جائز منفصل because they are not in the same word. Like I mean the او sound and the همزه. If they are in the same word, you produce a longer sound, okay, but it's not wajib here. إلى بارئكم فقو قف قلقلة فقتلوا أنفسكم. أنفسكم we did it. It's إخفاء. ذلكم خير لكم. خير تنوين plus لام. Merge them together. يرملون خير لكم عند نون ساكين plus دال. Again, it's the rest of the letters. What rule is applied?
إخفاء.
إخفاء. That's great. أحسن. عند بارئكم فتاب عليكم. That جيم, that baby جيم tells us. You see that baby جيم on the top?
Yes, huh? Yes.
What does it say? What does it indicate? It's a sign of stopping.
Yeah, stop.
It tells us?
Better to continue.
No.
Better to stop.
No.
Stop or continue.
Oh, stop or continue.
Yes.
Yeah, stop or continue. Okay. So, you can stop or continue. إِنَّهُ هُوَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ. So, that was all about the rules of Tajweed in this ayah. I hope you've learned, inshallah. Make sure you practice time and again. So, that was all from us for today. Inshallah, we wish you practice. And also for the explanation, please refer to the interpretations, the tafsir books, and learn more, inshallah. So we ask you for including us in your du'as, inshallah, especially, most importantly, the coming and the appearance of Imam Zaman alayhi salam. May Allah hasten his reappearance. Thank you so much for being with us. Hassan and Hussein, if you have any questions?
No.
No? Okay, we hope you've learned, inshallah. And thank you so much. Thanks to IRIB English Radio. Thanks to Sevio International Schools Network. See you, inshallah. Stay with us. I will be here with you, inshallah, in the coming sessions. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadi wa alihi al-tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa alihi Muhammad wa ajil faraja.
Let's recite the Quran. A joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا
إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان
The Ocean of Dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll have a glance at Kumail's supplication and we'll discuss a commentary on that. We'll be back in a few seconds, so stay tuned.
Ya Mawlaya, فكيف يبقى في العذاب وهو يرجو ما سلف من حلمك أم كيف تؤلمه النار وهو يأمل فضلك ورحمتك أم كيف يحرقه لهيبها وأنت تسمع صوته وترى مكانه أم كيف يشتمل عليه زفيرها وأنت تعلم ضعفا
Brothers and sisters, as you were previously with us, we were discussing this part of the Kumail supplication. Ya Mawlai, فَكَيْفَ يَبْقَى فِي الْعَذَابِ وَهُوَ يَرْجُو مَا سَلَفَ مِنْ حِلْمِكِ My protector, how should he remain in the chastisement while he has hope for your previous clemency? أَمْ كَيْفَ تُؤْلِمُهُ النَّارِ وَهُوَ يَأْمُلُ فَضْلَكَ وَرَحْمَتَكِ How should the fire cause him pain while he expects your bounty and mercy? أَمْ كَيْفَ يُحْرِقُهُ لَهِيبُهَا وَأَنْتَ تَسْمَعُ صَوْتَهُ وَتَرَى مَكَانَهُ Or how should its flames burn him while you hear his voice and see his place? About this part of the Kumail supplication, we mentioned how important it is for the servants to know that the Almighty Allah has got a vast ocean of mercy and bounty. And the great wonder about this divine mercy is that His Holy Essence grant blessings to the servants based on the few acts seen from them. The point is, however, that the key is in the hands of the servants on condition that they try and do not stop just for supplication and dua. The secret is to accompany the supplication and dua with endeavor, with action, with amal. And this is one of those norms and sunan that the supplicants, that every believer needs to understand. He needs to consider that the Almighty Allah is the one who facilitates for the servants, by virtue of their prayers, the natural means for them. The means that they were not able to attain with their own endeavors. However, the facilitation of the natural means by Allah for the servants does not necessarily mean and imply that one becomes needless of prayer and invoking Allah. This is because it is Allah the Exalted who expands and tightens. It is He who is basit and at the same time qabit. It is He who gives and withholds. It is He who benefits and harms. And it is exactly what we see in this part of the supplication. The servant is in chastisement of the Almighty Allah. And interestingly, this is the very Allah the servant is hopeful of. أَمْ كَيْفَ يُحْرِقُهُ لَهِيبُهَا وَأَنْتَ تَسْمَعُ سَوْتَهُ This flame of the fire that are burning him, those are his fire. But you, as Allah, you are seeing His place, you are hearing His voice. How could this happen? This means that the mercy of the Almighty Allah is the thing that precedes based on the hope and supplication of the servant.
My Lord, then how could he remain in torments when he hopefully relies upon your past forbearance, compassion and mercy? And how can the fire cause him suffering when he hopes for your grace and mercy? And how can its roaring flames char him when you hear his voice and see his plight?
Thank you, Allah, now that we're here, feeling so good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God is pleased with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true. And we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
So basically, dear listeners, what we need to understand is the natural agents in this vast universe have no independent existence from the will and intention, and better say, irada of the Almighty Allah and His power. They are not such that by employing them, everyone should be needless of prayer and petition and imploring Allah. So we glorify Allah, and at the same time, we declare Allah to be above what the Jews say about Him, the hands of Allah is tied up. But instead, we believe in what the Holy Quran says. Rather, His hands are wide open. So we interact with Allah in all situations, and we do not distinguish between interaction with Allah and interaction with the norms which Allah Himself has laid as means for reaching provision of the servants. We believe that those norms and sunan and those natural causes benefit and harm us in extension to the will and irada of the Almighty Allah and His desire, His strength, not independent of and not on a par with the divine will and power. So this is the secret that the true servants need to understand. We perceive the hand of Allah the Exalted. We understand His mercy and bounties and wisdom in all of our affairs, in all of our lives, in every aspect of our life. We perceive the will of Allah, but at the same time we perceive His facilitation. This is the tawfiq, this is His favor that we can see throughout our lives. This is the state of khawf and raja together. This is the state of being in His chastisement, yet at the same time being hopeful of His mercy. فَكَيْفَ يَبْقَى فِي الْعَذَابِ وَهُوَ يَرْجُو مَا سَلَفَ مِنْ حِلْمِكَ. How should he remain in the chastisement while he has hope for your previous clemency? Thank you, dear listeners, for staying with us in this episode. We ask the Almighty Allah to set us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parstoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
let me go astray, cause I need you by my side. I wish to be close, close to you through half my life. Yeah, Allah, oh Allah, be with me all the way.
Our voice comes from the heart of beautiful Iran. IRIB English Radio.
Start.
Movement.
Speed.
Live in hope.
Toward the peak.
On Youth Station. Youth Station.
I am a Muslim.
I am a Muslim.
Islamidi.
Islamidi.
Allah my Lord.
Allah my Lord.
His word Quran.
His word Quran.
Muhammad Prophet.
Muhammad Prophet.
Praise be upon.
Praise be upon.
I am Muslim for all of time.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Dear listeners, sisters and brothers from all around the world, you're listening to me from RIB English Radio, and this is Youth Station.
By the first verse of the Holy Quran.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
Allah will bless you.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
Protect you.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
Help you.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
So ask His blessings.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
His protection.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
His help.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
I am Bita, a medical student at your service, and today I have the pleasure to have Brother Muzaffar with me. Hello, brother. How are you doing?
Assalamu alaikum, sister.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's the youth station for you. Why does nobody do that? They hold back, and then they
Okay, go on, as the way you like. So, as you see, we are here with a hot topic that I'm really interested in.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about, there are some groups in the world, many different groups of people. And sometimes you have a special guard towards a special group of people because you saw something. You know, I'm not telling you that you are irrational or you are not logical about that group. You are considering all of them as the same people, as the same individuals.
Right.
You know, and because, for example, you saw something from one person from that group, you think all the group are the same.
Right.
You know, and you have this actually feeling of guards towards that group. And this is called somehow prejudice. And mm-hmm. this is the topic of today.
Okay.
And I'm going to ask you, first of all, do you think that you are not a prejudiced person or something? And can you claim that I haven't ever experienced such a thing?
I'm not. I have no prejudice. I can tell you that as a fact because I have a black friend. Sorry, I'm joking. I'm joking. That's what racist people say.
Yeah.
They say I can't be racist because I've got a black friend. It's like.
But everyone is, I think, prejudiced. Everyone.
You think so? Prejudice is preconceived opinion that is not based on reason or actual experience.
Yeah.
Well, I think generalizing about people to an extent is a good thing.